This is the Recency Bias, your morning after mini pod, brought to you by rabbithabs.com and the Montreal Bias, the big pod, as we call it in these parts. I'm Zach Vanoss, your managing editor, Rabbit Habs, and your host of your morning after mini pod, the Recency Bias. Good to have you along for game number 80. Two to go after this one. Final home game of the season for your Montreal Canadiens. It brought the Winnipeg Jets to the Bell Center. Jets 5-4 overtime winners over your Canadiens. 50 wins for the Jets. Winnipeg Jets, 50 game winners. Congratulations to them. And you know, just as I was writing in my notes for the game, that I couldn't be happier, that it was the perfect game at this point in the season, for this type of season. I mean, you think about it, you got to see the Jets. Honestly, a very fun team to watch. Patrick Laine getting his 44th. My God, can that kid score? You saw a positive Habs play. It was an exciting game back and forth. Paul Byron hits the 20-goal mark. Second season in a row. He's got emotional. Carey Price, really kind of probably the best moment at the Bell Center all season. It was the video of Carey Price, the fan reception to that, as he played his 557th career game, meaning he has played the most games between the pipes for the Montreal Canadiens of anybody ever. He got emotional over it. It was a really nice moment at the Bell Center. Kirby Reichel scoring his first of his career. He of the Thomas Plekanec trade. Would Thomas Plekanec have had a goal in that stretch? Does he have a goal with Toronto? He must have one, right? Right? But no. Just as I was writing all these positive things, I mean, they all happened and it was still a positive game. But Alex Galchenyuk has to go and ruin it by tying it with a power play goal, his 19th of the season, at 18:18, a minute 42 away from the perfect masterpiece tank piece of art. But no, not quite. Still, though, at least they didn't put 2 points on the board. Hope that point doesn't come back to haunt them. And quite frankly, you know, Alex Galchenyuk pushing it in overtime aside, and even that was positive in its own way. It was a fun game. Surprisingly fun game to watch. 80 games into this season. You kind of got the sense, I think, maybe I'm putting this narrative on the game unfairly, but kind of felt like they wanted to fight back in this one for Carey. Like there was something to actually, there were maybe a little bit of stakes for once. It was a really fun game to watch. I mean, some things to actually talk about from this one. Let's start with Paul Byron. Alrighty, what a story for Paul Byron's career. This is his second consecutive 20-goal season. We've already talked about the likelihood that would happen to begin with. At this point, it's undeniable. He is the single greatest player ever grabbed off the waiver wire. And not only that, but he has become a reliable, so it would seem, through two seasons, 20-goal scorer. And it's just been incredible to see. And for all the shit that we give Marc Bergevin, and much of it, most of it, deserved, got to tip the cap on the Paul Byron grab. Where would we be if we didn't have Paul Byron, it turns out? And rightfully so. He gets his 20th on the day that he is announced as this season's Jacques Beauchamp Award winner. The Jacques Beauchamp Award, of course, for the most underrated player. It's not really what it is. It's really for the player who played a dominant role throughout the regular season without any particular honors or, thrown his way. And we talked about this subject in the forum a few weeks back on rabbithabs.com. You can find that. And none of us really mentioned Paul Byron, I don't think. And apologies to our contributors if I forgot somebody did bring up Paul Byron, but none of us did. And I think that shows just how under the radar he flew in his season. He really shouldn't have. I mean, last season we were absolutely all counting his goal total together because it was pretty incredible. But he did it once and climbed back to 20, which I think we should have been just as impressed, if not more, that he was doing it a second time in as many seasons. But it kind of was quiet. Talk about just what a season Paul Byron is able to have. Remain quiet. And Rice, you know, so in that sense, I think he completely, absolutely deserves the Jacques Beauchamp Award. As of now, the only other 20-goal scorer on the team. Besides Brendan Gallagher. The other goal scorer in this one for the Habs, by the way, Arturi Lehkonen gets his 11th of the season. But as I said, the main moment of the night in what was an entertaining game was still not part of the game at all, but the video tribute to Carey Price for his 557th just appearance, I suppose, as a Hab. Loud ovation from the Bell Center, even if it wasn't entirely populated. And the biggest roar, I think, of the whole season. And rightfully so. I can't believe we're at this point already with Carey Price, where he has played more games in nets than anybody else in the history of this ancient franchise. And watching that video tribute and seeing how far Carey Price has come, it was a nice reminder of everything, of what the Carey Price experience has been as a Habs fan so far. And how really rich that has been and rewarding that has been. It has been dramatic, as I talked about on the last podcast at times, from the Price v. Halak debates. It's certainly had ups and downs and injuries at inopportune times. Perhaps it's even buoyed this team too much at times. But it has been the one thing, for the most part, we've been able to rely on, through Price's career, and unless he was emotional because he thought it was his last game as a Hab and he's about to ask for a trade on the, just as he's about to kick into that massive contract the Habs gave him, that's not going to happen. I'm kidding. We're going to see a lot more Carey Price. He's going to obliterate all of the records as far as at least time served with the Canadiens by the time the contract is done. So lots more Carey Price to come, but even if that story were over at this point, already more than a small stamp on the Montreal Canadiens record book, and not an easy record book to break into when you consider the incredible history of the Montreal Canadiens and all the players who have played goal for them, from George Vezina to Jacques Plante to Ken Dryden to Patrick Roy, José Théodore even at his peak. A lot of incredible talent. Some of the greatest ever. A nice collection of the greatest ever have played for the Habs. And Price in this first half of his career, more than half, I suppose, at this point, has really, really put a stamp on just what a Habs goalie can and be. Now let's hope he pulls all that mojo back for the start of next season. At 28-39-13, the Habs now have 69 points on the season. Puts them in 28th overall in the NHL. Quick look at the standings at the bottom of the league in the race for those top draft picks. Detroit in at 26 with 72 points. Vancouver, the 27th spot, 70 points. Arizona, even with Montreal, at 69 points. Ottawa, 65 points. And Buffalo, in at 62. So hopefully that point they picked up against the Jets on Tuesday night won't be too damaging. Both Arizona and Montreal have played 80 games, so all even between those two. I guess the tiebreaker actually goes to the Coyotes on that one. I mean, Montreal twice this year? So there's that. Till next, which is the Detroit Red Wings, who, as I say, are 3 points up on the Habs right now, Thursday night. Habs in Motown, and then the season finishes Saturday in Toronto. Find me on Twitter till then at ZachDropsTweets, at the Montreal Bias for the podcast account, and at RabbitHabs for the website. Till next time, take care.